Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 64. Jace.
Jace,
Allie said, glancing at the shut door. She gnawed on the inside of her cheek.
Do you really think we should stay here?
I clutched her waist and tugged her onto the bed with me, wrapping my arms around her stomach and grasping her belly. By the way she tensed, I could tell that she didn't feel confident in her body. She never had. But I loved to feel her flesh in my hands and loved every inch of her. Come here, I said, wanting to do more than just hold her. She didn't want to leave her mother, and her mother wasn't going to leave my father. If he tried to do anything to her, we'd at least be here to try to stop him. That was the only fucking reason we were staying here. The only fucking reason, and it was a shitty one. When she settled against me, her ass rubbing against my dick, I pulled her closer and murmured into her ear, "Wanna make my shitty day a little better?" She smiled.
"What do you have in mind?"
I pressed myself harder against her, and she turned over to roll her eyes at me.
"Jace, you're hurt."
"Come on, baby." I stroked her cheek with my thumb, my cock hardening against my gray sweats. "It'll help me heal so much faster." She rolled her eyes again, yet crawled down the bed and lay between my legs.
"You are the most annoying person ever."
She drew one finger up my bulge and curled her fingers around the waistband of my pants.
"You nearly died last night, and all you can think about is a blowjob? Typical man."
I curled my lips into a smirk as I watched her slowly pull down my pants. My dick sprang out of it, hitting her smack across the lips. Squinting her eyes behind her thick lenses, she flinched away from me and puckered her lips.
"Damn it,"
she mumbled, wrapping her small hand around the base of my cock. After sighing through my mouth, I relaxed against the mattress and gently stroked Allie's jaw with my thumb. She licked from the base of my cock up, swirling her tongue around the head and flicking the tip. When she wrapped her lips around my shaft, I shuddered, then grunted. As she sucked more and more of me between her full lips, she stared up at me through teary eyes. Blinking a few times, she gagged on me, yet continued to take every single inch until her pretty little throat was stuffed full with my cock.
"Fuck, Allie,"
I whispered, pulling hair from her face and holding it back in my fist. She slowly pulled herself back up, my cock glistening from her spit and all the warmth from her mouth disappearing. She swirled her tongue around my head, then bobbed her head back down onto my cock, faster this time. And over and over and over again. I blew an unsteady breath out my nose, my cock becoming harder by the second. Allie lightly massaged my balls with her fingers as she continued to suck me off. Spit and slobber rolled down her chin. When she came up for air, her cheeks were red. She stroked my cock up and down as fast as she could and gazed at me right in the eyes.
"Are you going to come for me?"
she asked, sticking my cock back into her mouth.
"Come down my throat?"
She pushed me all the way down her throat again, stuck out her tongue and licked my balls. Unable to hold myself back, I laced my hand in the air, held her head down, and let my cum shoot into her throat. Pleasure washed over me, making my hips convulse and my toes curl. My day might have been shitty, but she could make it so much better.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.